Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hello and welcome to episode 287 of the VEASAN Market Insights Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Applebaum. Happy Fade the Public Friday, everyone, and more importantly, happy March Madness. The sweats are officially upon us. We had a year off, and boy, did we miss it. And we wet our whistle last night. It was a great night starting off March Madness yesterday, guys. Not only did Drake come through for the team, and this is why we moneyline, we do not lay a minus two. Drake had a huge win there by 1 point. And again, that was a really sharp plus 2.5 to minus two, sharp dog to favorite line move. And again, moneylining these short favorites. Drake coming up bigly on the money line. Again, laying two, you would have lost. Moneyline, you won. That's why we moneyline those short favorites. Anything, you know, I would say anything 2.5 or less, but a huge win there. Also, KenPom sound the alarm. Norfolk State, unbelievable. Catching three, catching 3.5. It didn't matter. I bet it early at 3. I thought it would go to 2.5. Went to 3.5. I got nervous. But even if you got a 3.5, it did not matter because our guy KenPom, absolutely massive for the team with Norfolk State, winning that game by 1 point. So 3.5, doesn't matter. You got that one. And then late night, UCLA, the Bruins, baby. Another KenPom sound the alarm, had him winning the game. They won the game in overtime, 86-80. So a great start to the Madness. Drake, UCLA, Norfolk, and even Mount St. Mary's. They were up by like 8 at half or 10 or whatever. Ended up losing that one, but still 3 out of 4 to start the Madness. I will take it every single time. So another big day in the arena, guys. Today's when it really, really gets exciting. The pod may be coming out a little bit later because I had to put the finishing touches on my brackets. I ended up doing 3 brackets, and I had 3 different champions in each one. I had Gonzaga as a champion, Baylor as a champion, and Illinois as a champion. And if you make me pick one, Illinois is my champion. But usually I play the odds a little bit. I like to have 3 different champions alive, and it keeps me in the game a while. But again, the importance of contrarian brackets. Time's pretty much up here. By the time you listen to this pod, we will have the first game of the day starting with Virginia Tech. And by the way, hopefully you read the VEASAN newsletter this morning, VEASAN.com/newsletter. We hit on those 3 out of 4 winners for the play-in games in yesterday's newsletter. Today's early game, Virginia Tech. And remember I told you, if the pod doesn't get out in time, Va Tech, baby. They are sharp as a tack. Right now it's 11:54. Again, the pod will come out. It'll be past this time now. The game already started. But I moneylined Virginia Tech, and I love the fact that Virginia Tech is a 10 versus 7. But this was pretty much a pick 'em opener, a minus 1 Florida. Now it's flipped. Dog to favorite, sharp line move to Virginia Tech. Now minus 1.5. I see even one book going to 2. So sharp action coming in. This is another one of my tips. Look for fishy lines. Why is a 10 versus 7. The 10 is a pretty much a pick 'em or now a favorite. That's fishy. And then also late movement right before the game starts. If you see that late movement continue to go one way, that's going to let you know that big money's coming in when it's a race. So I'm holding a Hokies ticket there, Vatek money line. And again, same exact movement like we saw with Drake yesterday. So let's see if we can get that one as well. But with that being said, another day, another dollar. I love the madness. I am so excited to watch all these games, sweat all these games today. We're going to run through them all. I see a ton of value across the board. Again, great start with Drake, UCLA, and Norfolk yesterday. So we're going to see if we can keep it going. We got some KenPom sound the alarms. We have some hazmat dog plays. Best time of year to buy low on unpopular dogs. If they look bad to you, imagine what a novice bettor, a new bettor who just is coming in now for March Madness to get down on the fun. Imagine how gross it looks to them. So you can buy low on that public bias there. Take advantage of these hazmat plays. Reverse line movement, like we always talk about. Betting is all on one side, the popular side, yet the line goes away from the popular side toward the unpopular side, lines that don't make sense. So we're going to hit on all these. We got KenPom sounding the alarms. It is going to be a great day. Knock on wood. Let's keep it going here, guys. But once again, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to listen to the pod, to grind Sharp Contrarian, and now to grind the beautiful madness that is upon us here. I'm so amped for a huge day, and seriously, this is about as good as it gets. So I'm pumped. Reminder, we have so much going on right now at VSiN that will help you to win your bracket pool, hopefully, or get you pretty deep into it, or help you win some futures bets or head-to-heads. We have our great college basketball betting guide right now, the NCAA Tournament Betting Guide. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe. You can get a 10-day free trial, get everything we offer right now. We have great power ratings for all these games. See what all your favorite people at VSiN are on, Maddie Eumanns, Brent Musburger, the whole crew. So take advantage of that. Every Point Spread Weekly magazine, live stream of all the programs, and of course, 20% off the store, all of our seasonal betting guides, all of our power ratings, and everything included, Steve Mackinnon and JVT and Greg Hoops-Peterson, the whole crew. So go to VSiN.com/subscribe. I know you already signed up for the newsletter, like I mentioned, VSiN.com/newsletter. Get my Market Insights column. Again, I wrote about 5 games for today. Hopefully you maybe got them already, or maybe you're beating some closing numbers now. But then lastly, get on Twitter. You can follow the betting conversation. It never ends on Twitter. It's great to stay plugged into a real-time market, be the first to know about an injury, or I saw someone who tweeted me. It made me feel really, really good about my Michigan State ticket, or sorry, my UCLA ticket last night, because I had UCLA +2, and someone tweeted me, they quote tweeted and sent to me and said, "Hey, Josh, let's go UCLA." And the ticket was like 90% of tickets or money are on Michigan State. It's like, yep, that's why we want to be contrarian, baby. If what you always thought happened, if chalk was the way to get rich, we'd all be rich and the sportsbooks would go bankrupt. So when you see that lopsided action, you always want to be on that contrarian side, and it came through with UCLA. But with that being said, on Twitter, follow at VSiN Live. Follow me at Josh_Insights. You can always email me anytime. Questions about sports betting philosophy. You got to get referred to a new sports book. You want to add another out so you can shop for the best line. Whatever it may be, or you just want to say hi. And say hello as the madness begins. You can always email me directly, josh@vsin.com. So without further ado, on a huge, huge, huge Fade the Public Friday, which just so happens to be the round of 64 NCAA tournament, I am so amped today, guys. So 18 games on the board. We're going to run through them all. We will have a little NBA. There are 10 games in the NBA. I'll be honest, my attention is really on college hoops today. Got the Phoenix over yesterday, couldn't get the Knicks or Pelicans over. And then we also have some hockey to talk about, and I will admit it was a bad night in hockey last night. 5 games running it back tonight. I had us, 2-5 last night? That was brutal. I haven't had a losing night in hockey like that in a while. And you had a lot of these dogs that barked, and when the dogs bark, our favorite systems don't do well. So we'll see if we can bounce back and get a few in hockey tonight. But really, guys, it's all college hoops. So let's dive right in. With that being said, again, the pod will already be out at the time, but I am holding a Virginia Tech ticket. This is sharp as attack with Vatek. Again, why is it such a short line if Florida's the 7, Vatek's the 10? You would think with the public hitting Florida, the higher seed, that line would move to Florida. But no, it's flipped to Vatek, -1.5. Sharp reverse line move, dog to favorite. I money line Vatek. Keep on cruising. Colgate in Arkansas. This is the 14 versus the 3. Smart money on Colgate here, guys. If you want to grab the points, Colgate is getting hit. I actually got Colgate earlier. I want to say I got a 9. I don't know if I got a 9, 9.5. I know I got a good number on Colgate. But this line actually opened 9.5 or 10. And public is saying, give me Arkansas. They're going to roll here as the 3 seed. Yet this line has fallen 9.5, 10 down to 8.5. Now, if you shop around, you may be able to find a 9. I would look for a 9 if you want to grab it. What I like about this one, KenPom has Colgate losing by 8. So you're kind of right on that number. And again, line moves right now are so critical and so meaningful. Like, even though Mount St. Mary's had that sharp line move, didn't come through. Sharp line moves, especially like Drake, you know, these are situations where there's so much action on these games that the books have a lot of liability if they get it wrong. They also have a ton of data on these teams. So the lines that they set are sharp, and then if they move, you know they're moving because big respective money came in. So line moves are meaningful. The fact that Colgate went 9.5 or 10 down to 8.5, again, shop around, you might find a 9. That's a good sign that some respective money came in on that dog. Again, buying low on a 14 seed to hopefully lose by 8 points or less in that one. But I have a ticket on Colgate plus the points. I love this one. Boy, did we beat the closing line on this one. Utah State, the 11 versus the 6. I love this Utah State play. I'm happy because I ended up getting a plus 5 in this one. It is now down to 4. So it opened minus 5 Texas Tech. It's down to minus 4. Respective money's coming in on Utah State. This is another sharp reverse line move with the public all over Texas Tech. So this would be a sharp move. This would also be a good KenPom edge. KenPom has Utah State losing by 3. So if you're betting this game, I'm still getting the 4. Hopefully you listened to the pod earlier this week when we highlighted this game. Maybe you're holding a 5 or a 4.5. And if so, you're feeling damn good right now. Because not only is this thing down to 4, but I see a couple shops that are juicing up the 4 on Utah State. Like, it may even go to 3.5. I don't know if it does. But it's not buyback like it's coming back the other way. It's still going toward Utah State. So I'm loving that ticket. Again, I would still, if you're betting this game, here's the other thing. Buy low, sell high type opportunities here. I still want to be on the sharp side. You know, you can say value may be gone with some of these plays. And again, hopefully, you know, this is no surprise. We've been talking about them for days now. So hopefully you got it earlier. But still, I would go Utah State at 4 if you haven't played it yet. KenPom's got him losing by 3. All the smart money has been on Utah State. So again, you would have liked the better number, but still like Utah State in that one. Keep on cruising. Oral Roberts. Sharp play to Oral Roberts. If you want to grab the points with Oral Roberts, it's a team we bet on in their conference tournament, and they play great together, and they've scored a lot. They have a really high-flying offense here. This is your 15 versus your 2. This is a kind of right on the number. KenPom has Oral Roberts losing by 16. But there was sharp money to Oral Roberts. They opened plus 16.5, even plus 17, and the line is now down to 15.5. I'm even seeing it fall to 15. If you still see a hook, Oral Roberts 15.5, I would consider that. Kyle Young, forward for Ohio State, he's out with a concussion. So you got a good player out for Ohio State. I think Ohio State wins this game, but maybe you get a backdoor cover. Oral Roberts right on the number. You would have loved the 17, but line is moving to Oral Roberts, a 15 versus a 2. I wouldn't money line them, but grabbing points could have some value there. Hartford and Baylor. Guys, we have not a KenPom sound the alarm, but kind of a crazy KenPom edge on this game. If you want to hold your nose, put on your hazmat suit and back Hartford getting huge points, I'm taking a shot on him. Guys, this opened Baylor as obviously the the 1 seed in this one, the 16 versus the 1. This game opened Baylor minus 26. People are laying the points with Baylor. The line's down to 25.5. So number one, you have a line move toward Hartford. Number two, KenPom has Hartford losing by 21. So I'm giving you 25.5. KenPom's got him losing by 21, and the line is moving toward Hartford. Guys, I'm going Hartford plus 25.5 here. I know it's crazy, but this is a team that does play defense, and I think Greg Hoops Peterson, I feel like he liked Oral Roberts and Hartford both as some matchup situations, and maybe keeping it close here with defense and 3-point shooting. So again, I would lean Hartford there plus the points. Georgia Tech and Loyola Chicago. I'll be completely honest with you guys. I took a terrible. The COVID really hurt me on this one. I took Georgia Tech plus 3.5. It was at 3. This line actually opened Loyola Chicago minus 2.5. It got up to 3.5. I said this is going to be the high water mark. It was creeping down back down to 3. I'm feeling good. Then COVID hits. COVID hits Georgia Tech. Their best player, Moses Wright, is out for this game. So we've seen this line skyrocket all the way up to minus 5.5 or even minus 6. I'm not going to bet this game again. I got beat by COVID. I'm just holding my 3.5. I'm not going to re-bet it at 6. I'm not going to go the other way and hit Loyola Chicago. I'm just going to sleep in the bed I made here. I got beat by a COVID number. So I'm going to hope and pray Georgia Tech wins or covers a 3.5. But at this point, if you can find a 6, I think buying low on Georgia Tech plus 6 may have some value. KenPom has them losing by 3, but that's before the Moses Wright injury. So maybe you're right on the number here. But they also still have some decent players. You know, they won the ACC tournament. And I don't think laying a 5.5, 6 with Loyola right now after the value's all gone, I don't really think that's a smart move. Let's say they win by 12. You're still getting the worst of the number. I'd look to buy low. And again, the elements of a contrarian better, buy low, sell high, buy on bad news, sell on good news. It's all about perception and kind of the value of the number when you're hitting it. Is it undervalued, overvalued? I feel like Loyola Chicago is overvalued at this point. I think if anything, buying low on Georgia Tech, if you can find a 6, I'd wait it out 4 o'clock game. If you get a 6, I'd be intrigued by Georgia Tech plus 6, despite that injury. But again, I got a bad 3.5. It's like Utah State plus 5. It's down to 4. Beautiful. I have a Georgia Tech plus 3.5. It's now almost 6. It's like, that's not beautiful. So again, that's the thing when we started this week. There are some lines you're going to get early and feel glad you did. There are some lines that you get early that are going to go the other way and you're going to feel like an idiot. So maybe I'll just get lucky with the Yellow Jackets there. Keep on cruising. Oregon State. I'm still going Oregon State. I'll be honest with you guys. There's been some buyback on Tennessee here. You had this line open. I think it was -8, -8.5, 7.5 around there for Tennessee. At one point it was inching down to 7, but over the last day or so, it's ticked back up. Now it's up to 8.5. It looks like it may even go to 9. I'm not going to lay the 9 there. If you're betting this game, Oregon State to me is the team with value. If you can find an 8.5 or 9, 8.5 is easy, but if you find a 9, KenPom has Oregon State losing by 7. So a little bit of value there, a gross dog. Also, Tennessee is out this kid Fulkerson, who got hit with a really dirty elbow from a Florida player. I remember watching it last weekend. But you have one player out. Oregon State is contrarian. You now it went from like a sharp line freeze RLM to now it's like an inflated number. I don't think it's totally public. It's a public play, but it looks like you did have some respect in money. Maybe hit Tennessee -7.5, -8. But now if you're getting 8.5 or 9, I think I may want to buy low on Oregon State there if you haven't bet it yet. Keep on cruising. Give me Liberty or give me death. Liberty, baby, playing OK State. OK State, a team that I love to bet on. Obviously, Cade Cunningham is amazing. But OK State is a big public play. This is a very sharp line move here to Liberty, guys. Liberty has one of the best defenses in the country. We know Oklahoma State is fantastic here. But this is a sharp, sharp move toward Liberty. I jumped on Liberty. I want to say I got a 9. I feel like I got a really good number on this one, but this line opened -9.5, for Oklahoma State. The line is now down to 7, 2.5-point move. That is massive, in a heavily bet March Madness game. So big money's coming in on Liberty, dropping this number down to 7. I would wait and see if we can get a 7.5. It's a 6:25 game. I'd hold out for the hook. The way the juice is, it's -7, -110 across the board. So you're a little late to the party hitting Liberty. I would hold out for the hook. I think late money coming in on Oklahoma State, maybe it'll push it back, the hook, for you. But the hook could be crucial. KenPom has Liberty losing by 7. It's the 13 versus the 4. So, again, I have Oklahoma State advancing, but I grabbed the points here with Liberty earlier. Again, I think I got a 9. Maybe a 9.5. I forgot what I got. I got a good number there. But give me Liberty. And again, I'd hold out for a 7.5. That is a very sharp move, 9.5 down to 7. Keep on cruising. One of my favorite plays of the day, the Wisconsin Badgers. You know why? Because we have a KenPom. Sound the alarm. KP, sound the alarm. Wisconsin Badgers, baby. This is a spot where you can buy low on Wisconsin, who struggled down the stretch a little bit. And UNC, who made a decent run there in the conference tournament. Public is all over North Carolina, yet North Carolina opens -2. The line's down to 1.5. So right without, if KenPom didn't even exist, number one, I'd be very sad because I love his data. But if there was no KenPom and you just saw classic reverse line move, public on North Carolina, they open -2, they're down to 1.5. That's telling me sharp money's hitting Wisconsin. But here's the kicker. KenPom has Wisconsin winning by 2 points. So boom, that is a KenPom sound the alarm. Give me the 1.5 with Wisconsin. I would have loved if he got the 2, but this would also be a decent upset if you're in your brackets. This would be a 9 versus 8. KenPom has Wisconsin ranked 10th in the country and North Carolina 28. So he's got him winning by 2, ranked higher. We're getting points. KenPom sound the alarm. It cashed with UCLA and Drake in Norfolk. So let's see if we can go back to the well with Wisconsin. Also like that, Wisconsin's from the Big Ten. And again, if you've been battle-tested in the best conference in college hoops against kind of a down ACC, I think the game like today is where it shows that you've been in these tight brawls with really good teams. And they have like one of the oldest – I think they do have the oldest roster in college hoops. Like all these guys are like a bunch of 24-year-olds. It's like you guys should be out of college by now. But maybe your veteran senior leadership helps you in this one. Cleveland State. Anyone about Cleveland State getting double digits, 20 points? A 2 versus a 15. I'm looking at Cleveland State here, guys. I'm going to see what the late movement shows me. But this line opened Houston 20-point favorite. Now the line is down. It's either stayed 20 or it's down to 19.5. Some books opened 19, got up to 20. So it's been pretty much hovering around 20. But what I like about this one is KenPom has Cleveland State losing by 17. So that's a 3-point edge. I would love to wait this one out and say, hey, could you get a 20.5? It's a 7-15 game. Like, if you guys like a number, monitor it. Unless the juice is telling you it's going to fall and you got to get it now, I would say, you know, the public is going to hammer all these favorites, higher seeds. So maybe this thing gets up to 20.5. Maybe you get the hook with the 20 if you like Cleveland State. I don't think there's any use in getting it right now. It's minus 20 across the board, minus 110. But maybe get a 20.5 inflated number. And that would be not a sharp play, I would say, but a value play. Based on a KenPom 17 and a double, I keep thinking like triple digit, but 20-point dog with Cleveland State there. Keep on cruising. North Texas, I'm intrigued by North Texas. If you can find a 7.5, North Texas is playing Purdue. This is a 13 versus a 4. This line opened Purdue minus 7.5. Line's down to 7. Some books even open 8 down to 7. So if you can find a hook with a 7.5, it's juiced up. It may get back to the 7.5. But all liability has been North Texas here. It's either stayed where it's at, or it's actually fallen toward North Texas, 7.5 to 7. It may go back to 7.5 with the hook. I would hold out for the hook, but could be critical. KenPom has North Texas losing by 7, so that would be another dog to keep an eye on. My favorite play of the night, though, and I smelled this one from a mile away. Hopefully, we don't love it so much and beat the closing line like that Toledo game where you feel so good that you know something terrible is going to happen. But I've been on this from the start. I ain't backing down now. Give me Rutgers. Rutgers, Rutgers, Rutgers. I love Rutgers against Clemson here. This is your 10 versus 7. Number one, I ask you, fishy lines. Again, I wrote about this in my 10 tips to betting March Madness. Why did this line open at a pick 'em or Rutgers minus 1 when Clemson has a better record and Clemson is the 7 and Rutgers is the 10? Basically, why is a 10 favored over 7? That thing stinks to me. The public all day will fall into the trap of gimme Clemson, higher seed, getting points. But remember, too good to be true, it almost always is. Clemson can win this game. I hope they don't, because I'm on Rutgers here, money line. But this is a fishy line that I love to back. I like to go where the stink is. And it stinks that Rutgers is favored when Clemson is the higher seed and better record. Also, again, battle tested in the Big Ten. I don't dismiss that. But KenPom has Rutgers winning by 2. I'm not going to lay the 1.5 now. What if they win by 1 like Drake last night? I'm going money line here. Money line Rutgers, minus 130. Just win the damn game. And that will be nice, too, because that will be an upset in your bracket. A 10 over 7, double points. Last one of the night, San Diego State. Anyone want to back the Aztecs with me? This is one of my higher money line plays here. But San Diego State opened minus 2 favorite, 2.5. They're up to 3. Public is actually betting Syracuse. This looks like a sharp reverse line move, fade the trendy dog, with some value on a contrarian favorite here. So again, public, the same way that the public, and God love them, the same way they saw Tom Izzo in March and said, this is Sparty's time of year. They got to win this game. Guess what? This is Syracuse time of year. They got to win this game. But no, public's on Syracuse, but yet San Diego State opened as a short favorite, became more of a favorite. So it looks to me like respect the money's on San Diego State. If you want to lay the 3, I respect you. You're getting better juice, but I went money line. Give me a minus 155 money line on San Diego State to win the game. KenPom has them winning by 3, so you're right on the number. That's why I don't really want to lay the 3. And we do have a higher rank here, San Diego State 19th in the country versus Syracuse 40th. So I will be on San Diego State money line in that one, guys. But that about does it. Just ran through all the games that caught our eye. I will mention Winthrop and Villanova. It's a 10 o'clock game. The drinks might be flowing tonight. I may get down on it later. But Winthrop is kind of a trendy dog, and the line's actually moving back toward Villanova, -6 up to -6.5 now. KenPom has them winning by 10. I don't see a huge edge there, and I don't want to fall into the trap of a trendy dog like Winthrop. So I'll monitor that one. You know, it does look like some over money came in, like 139.5 to 143. But that late night one, Winthrop Nova, I love ugly dogs, but I don't know. Villanova with that injury to Gillespie, it's almost like buying low on them. You might be at this point with some movement, but I didn't touch that one. But there you have it, guys. As the madness gets underway, we ain't done yet. So don't go anywhere. We're going to hit on a little NBA, a little NHL. When we finish up on a Fade the Public Friday, a great, great day to bet college hoops all day. The tournament begins. We had a little bit yesterday, but now the main course, the round of 64. I cannot wait to sweat these games with you guys. But don't go anywhere. When we get back, we're going to run the board, NBA, NHL, and then let the madness begin. But don't go anywhere, guys. We will be right back on a Friday edition of the VEASAN Market Insights Podcast with me, your buddy, your host, the guy you sweat sharp contrarian plays with every single day, your buddy Josh Applebaum. Stick with us, guys. We'll be right back.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
All right, everyone, thank you for sticking around. So we just ran the board on our opening Friday round of 64 games, which seriously, guys, looking at this board, it's just beautiful. Game starting at noon, last one tipping off at 10 p.m. We have an all-day sweat. So hide your kids, hide your wife, order some takeout or delivery. Maybe you got some adult beverages ready to go, but it is going to be a great, great day of sweating college hoops and beginning a great few days here. So let the madness begin. But still, if we cash a play in the NBA or NHL, it cashes just the same as a madness play here. You're not getting extra points if you win a madness game over one of these. So again, winners all pay out the same. A couple games that caught my eye in the NBA. Number one, the Kings and the Celtics. I was looking at a deflated over opportunity here. This total, Kings and Celtics, opened at 235. It's down to 232, 232.5. So number one, some under money did come in, but I think we can maybe buy low on this dip. You do have the Kings as a great over team, 25 and 15. Celtics, 22 and 18, both teams to the over. I want to get my revenge on the Kings with my high total over the other day when I made my mistake of tweeting about a game that looked really good and I jinxed the hell out of it. But I am buying low here. Again, 235 and a half even, down to 232 and a half. At my system, total falls at least 2 points or more. Buy low, take the over, 54% this year. Also a high over 230 or more, 54%. And a tired over, only 1 day of rest or two for both teams, 58% to the over. So I did take a deflated over in that Celtics game. Keep on cruising. I was looking at the Raptors, if you want to grab some points of the Raptors. The Jazz are a popular play tonight. Jazz have, again, they had a little dip there. They're kind of getting back to their winning ways here, or at least they did it against my Celtics. Yesterday, lost to Washington. Wow, I missed that one. 10.5 point favorite, lose straight up to Washington. Did it the over in that one. But this is a spot where Toronto's getting healthier. I think they're going to have all their guys back. Last injury report I saw is Siakam, Anunoby, Van Vliet, all these guys are now active after their COVID issues. And this line opened -5 or -5.5 to the Jazz. It's down to 5. So if you still see a 5.5 out there, I think they are all gone at this point. Maybe it pops back up. But I was looking at a sharp move here, buying low on the Raptors at home as a dog. Short dog, high total. I have a system there. That's 53% this year. So maybe we can take advantage. It's also be, back-to-back opportunity. But keep on cruising. Another one that caught my eye. This is like hold your nose and you want to be a wise guy. Lay the 10.5 with the Nets against the Magic. The public's actually on the Magic. They say this line's too high, but this one stinks to me. Nets open -9.5. The Nets are up to -10.5. Even though public says line's too high, give me the points. Yeah, the Magic suck, but they're getting double digits at home, so they got to keep it close. That line's been all toward Brooklyn, so if you're making me bet it, I'm actually going to lay the points there as a fade the trendy dog, sharp line move. Bulls, Nugs. Let's get another deflated over opportunity. This one really, really tanked. The total in the Bulls-Nuggets game opened like 228. Something crazy like that, 229. It's all the way down to 224.5. So I was looking for injuries. I didn't really see any. It's not like Levine's out. Maybe he is. I don't see anything. I see no injury situations. I guess you had a ton of under money come in. But I'm going to buy low on that over 224.5 at this point. Again, that is I have a sweet spot system, 57% this year. And I was kind of just looking at, okay, when overs hit, where are they usually around? And if the total's between 220 and 227, and the line either stays the same or falls, kind of deflated, sweet spot, 57% this year. So that would match in this deflated 224.5 right now for the Bulls and the Nuggets. You also have Denver, sneaky, 24 and 15 to the under. So maybe we get some points there, but I'll be rooting for the points. And then the last one is a Minnesota back-to-back tired over. Minnesota and the Phoenix Suns actually cashed that over yesterday, which was nice. That thing flew over. But another high total, 123-119 yesterday. 231 opener, now up to 232.5. This would match your back-to-back overs with a line rising, 12-4 this year, 75%. Back-to-back overs in general, 56%. Tired overs, 230 or more, 58%. All matching to that Minnesota over. And then the NHL. That sultry mistress, the NHL, which we have been killing all season long. And then you have nights like last night where it collapses. Teams don't show up for you. It was a tough one last night. So I have three plays to see if we can get back on track here. First one, I'm looking at Toronto. Toronto against Calgary. Toronto open, like, -160. It's dipped a little bit. I see a -155 out there. So it dipped a little bit. It's kind of stayed the same. But what I like about Toronto is they've lost two in a row, and you have a huge rest advantage. They last played on the 14th. They've been off for 5 days. Calgary, also off a loss, but they had a three-game win streak before that. They played the 17th. Toronto has a huge rest advantage, and they also match a ton of systems for me. Favorite, -150 or more, total 6 or more, 71% this year. Both teams off a loss take the favorite, 72% this year. Rested, fave versus tired team, 70% this year. All matching home favorites in general, 63%. All matching to Toronto. So I'm going to go Toronto, rested off a loss, see if they can bounce back. Vancouver and Montreal. I'm going to buy low on Montreal. It kind of sounds weird because they're a -180 favorite. But I think you are kind of buying low on this game because you look at this spot. Vancouver has won 3 in a row. Montreal's lost 3 out of 4. Rest is equal for both teams. But Montreal kind of open as a hefty favorite, stayed about there. Minus 175, minus 180, around that number. But Montreal would match a home favorite minus 175 or more, 78% this year. A favorite off a loss who made the playoffs last year, 66%. Both played 2 days ago, and the favorite is off a loss, 64%. So I have variations of a bunch of different systems, but I think it's a good bounce-back spot if you want to back Montreal at home. And then last one, Washington. Looking at Washington here tonight, playing the Rangers. This line dipped a little bit. It was like minus, I saw a couple shops that were like minus 140 down to minus 135. I just saw one book that was like 120 up to, either way, it's kind of a around a minus 135 favorite at home for Washington. What I like about this one is your rested favorite, 65%. Rested favorite versus tired team, 70%. So if you maybe are looking at Washington here, as a decent number. They have a one-day extra rest advantage. They play the 16th. The Rangers play the 17th. Obviously, that 9-0 win, kick 3 field goals there. But extra rest for the Caps, shorter number. I have rested versus rested fave versus dog off a win system with Washington. So Washington, Montreal, and Toronto. With that being said, guys, let the madness begin. I am so excited. We got off to a good start there. Drake, UCLA, Norfolk. Let's see if we can keep it going. Of course, I'll be on Lombardi Line in a bit to offer some updates here for some action coming in. So from 12 noon to 1 or to 2 p.m., tune in. I'll update you on some numbers. But I have a request of you. If you listen to the Market Insights pod this week and you picked off some good numbers, maybe you got Utah State plus 5, maybe you jumped on some of these good ones early, or maybe you cashed a couple plays with Drake money line where usually you'd lay the points, but you took the money line because that's what you do now to save yourself and win these bets when you would have lost if you took the spread. Or maybe UCLA, you put on the hazmat suit, or Norfolk State with the KenPom sound the alarm. If you had a good start to March Madness yesterday, if you've enjoyed the pod this week or for however long you've been listening, and you want to let me know you appreciate it and you enjoy the work that I do and you want to support me and the crew, there's one thing you can do: buy my book. Go to Amazon.com, type in the Everything Guide to Sports Betting, pick up a copy for you or a friend. It would mean a lot to me, guys. So it's got everything I've learned in the industry. It'll help you adopt that sharp contrarian philosophy. A lot of tips along the way. But the Everything Guide to Sports Betting, Amazon.com. With that being said, whether I see you at the Borgata in Atlantic City, Twin River in Rhode Island, the Brook in New Hampshire, Stadium Swim, sweating sharp pina coladas with the crew, with the cabana, with Mike Palm, the mayor, or maybe the beautiful old South Point, where the lowest juice is found, where Billy Walters sends his number runners, looking like Hunter S. Thompson and with his Gonzo outfit, wherever it may be, you're going to walk up to me. You're going to show me a UCLA plus 2 ticket. You're going to show me a Norfolk State plus 3, plus 3.5. Didn't matter. You're going to show me a Drake money line when you maybe would have in the past laid the points. You took the money line, you cashed, and then guess what? We're going to be posted up all day. Hope you brought a bag lunch. Hope you got a PB&J because we're going to be posted up in the Lazy Boys in front of the big screens all day, going back and forth to the window to place our tickets. But seriously, guys, have a fantastic Friday. Have a great weekend. Join us on the Lombardi Line this weekend for all the coverage you need. There won't be a pod, unfortunately, but we'll break down all the games from 10 a.m. to noon on the Lombardi Line on NESN for those of you in New England. But seriously, guys, good luck. Refer back to my post, 10 tips. I'll be here if you need me on Twitter, @Josh_insights. But have an excellent Fade the Public Friday. Let's keep it rolling here, College Hoops. And let the madness begin. I'll see you at the window, guys. Stay sharp, stay contrarian, bet against the public, place yourself on the side of the house, always be with the smart money, never against it. It's not going to win every time, but we're making 100 bets, trying to win 55. You know the drill. And, of course, have multiple outs, shop for the best number. But good luck, and let the madness begin. I'll see you at the window.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.